That is Dan. That is brand new Beck.
That is Beck new brand.
Woo! Nubian brand Beck. Brand new Beck Nubian.
It's a fun word.
Ah!
That's off the album Midnight Vultures, which just came out in stores recently. Fantastico!
Ah, very good lyrics on that track. That was that track was, number two, Nicotine and Gravy.
I really enjoyed it. I haven't heard it yet. I really enjoyed that track.
I'm telling you, if you like that track, it's really just... It's, you know...
It's full down on the funk throttle from
yeah,
there.
Yeah. It's balls out. It's a 9, at least, out of a 10, if not flawless. It's wonderful.
Wow.
Great stuff. So that's that.
All right.
Dudes.
What channels like improvisational comedy on WEFT Champagne 90.1 FM? That is what we are, or that is what we are located. And what channel is like?
We're frightening everyone.
Everyone's like, oh no, no.
Didn't you hear?
Marianne, you're not allowed to listen to this devil music anymore.
Oh, you thought this was the advice segment. No, no, no. This is the freak you out segment.
Chant doesn't come on till midnight. As a side note, as I was driving away from the show the other day, apparently I play with this microphone a lot, like which I know to be true.
Mm-hmm.
But I must have screwed up something bad because all they kept talking about was the guy who uses this microphone in the chant show. He's like, screwed up my microphone. Screwed it up really bad. I don't know what I did to it. I'm sorry.
We were humping it during the break.
Well, that doesn't screw up a microphone. Make, you know, a couple of Kleenexes. So, if you see me, like, really disabling this mic, you know, an irreversible way.
I just love the second I just got of Mark scanning around, like, to see if there's any like, is there any post-it note that says we can't say hump?
Hump. No, that wasn't that look.
No, I thought it was. I thought that was
the neat. Rule is, if they can say it on NYPD Blue.
Yeah.
By the way, as a side light, I'm up in Chicago, WKQX.
Wikiquix.
No.
Damn it.
Q101, the large radio station in Chicago, the marketing behemoth that brought you corn. They can say the S word. They do.
Get out.
On the radio, all over the place. Well, no, not the DJs, but they play songs that feature like Alice in Chains' Man in the Box, which is nothing more than, like, the song itself is nothing but packaging around the S word.
Yeah.
Like, because, like, the music drops out and Lane Staley yells the S word. Like, that's how the song's written. I heard that twice in one day during the day without, like, the squiggly, like, rub my nose and pre-op! You know, like, that's usually how it goes.
Oh, God, that was awesome!
Yeah, see, I like the pre-op version much better.
Rub my nose and pre-op? That's not what I said. I didn't mean that.
Just kind of imagine what kind of a pre-op it is.
But so I want to be able to say duty pants.
When did the ban on the word Scooby Doo come into play for the radio? Was it the late 70s?
My nose is Scooby Doo.
See, the deal is that the FCC, there are just too many radio stations out there. The FCC can't monitor every radio station. It's just not within their resources. And they really
They're not God!
Right. And they do kind of leave it to the community to police radio stations in that sense. The radio station is allowed to define what it considers obscene, tries to perceive what is obscene, and then keeps itself to those standards, polices itself. And the FCC will levy fines against the station if the community complains to the FCC about
Eugene
the
levy?
Bad thing, and they can.
Third time I thought you said please instead of police. So he said it's up to the community to please the radio stations. So he says it's up to the radio stations to please themselves.
That is what is unique about WAFT is it's up to you to please us.
Where are our milkshakes?
We're tired of pleasing ourselves.
Oh, yeah. Turn the paradigm.
Miriam, I want a milkshake.
So, you know, it's up to the listeners to complain about the radio station that's really bugging them. So in this situation, given that Q101 is really a smear.
A behemoth of marketing?
A behemoth of marketing.
Hells yeah, I will.
Yeah, if you believe in good music, call the FCC and claim that you're offended by the S word.
Or call the FCC and, you know, bargain for a grant for us, one that allows us to experiment with all kinds of language, because you really feel that us not being able to swear is inhibiting our comedic output. Because
there's nothing more funny than a well-placed cuss word.
That's really true. And we're
I
really
put one
just
right
being,
on the table once, one year.
And we were just laughing for hours. Yeah.
Of course, there's also the well-placed weasel, which is also fairly funny.
Good memories.
Yeah. Ferret with a jetpack.
I didn't think they made jetpacks that small.
Oh, they do. That's the wonder of it.
Adjustable straps.
Little segment where we talk Pup about dogs. The problems that you've identified for us by calling us on the phone or sending us an email. You can do that at whatchannelislike@hotmail.com or give us a phone call. And I won't give you the phone call until the next break because I don't want you calling while we're talking.
We also have a webpage, and I'm actually doing work on it, and there's content.
That's what he says. I'm not backing him on this.
No, there really is content now.
And you can check that out at go.to/jail, or if there was a problem with those, like those go-to addresses that I was noticing this weekend, so for some reason that's not working, remember this real fast, it's www.angelfire.com/il2/whatjailislike.
That's /il2/whatjailislike.
Little segment where we deal with your problems. We deal with them in a confident, confidential, holistic manner. In a private, really sensitive environment of 100,000 people, the greater part of East Central Illinois. What Jail is Like, audio advice column, also known as...
Free advice is better than no advice, so shut your damn ungrateful mouth. Post-Thanksgiving edition.
Right. If you don't have a problem, you would still do well to listen. You would, because if someone else has a problem, well, and you have that problem too, we might solve it.
When I was a small child, I had one dream, and one dream alone. The dream that someday I would grow up and find myself in a world where opportunities presented themselves to me in a fashion where I could easily and without restraint check out the hooks while my DJ revolved them.
Hey, boom. Guys.
Yeah.
This Coke is warm again. It's warm. Why is my Coke always warm?
What did the first caller have to say to us?
You need some ice.
I do.
Ice.
Baby. What did the first caller have to
say? Dirt wanted to know what he should name his dog.
Pooch.
All right.
Let's move on. No, no, I'm just kidding.
This is a very serious problem.
Yeah.
Naming a dog is a huge deal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you don't want to puss out on it because a lot of times a band will come out with an album and they'll just... self-title it, and enough of that crap.
Like Days of the New, which self-titled its first two albums.
Yeah, or Metallica. We'll call it Metallica, because it's
so unless your dog is an intense personal statement about you.
Yeah. Straight away from
that. I don't think you want your dog.
You're faced with a huge opportunity, Dirt, and don't treat it as anything less than that, you know? Just like naming an album that you'd worked on so hard would be, a moment of pride and something that would take a lot of time. We're naming a band, look at Limp Bizkit. You can make wrong choices. Don't be that guy.
In fact, the Limp Bizkit proves that you can make a lengthy series of wrong choices and somehow wind up famous.
And millionaires.
Very strange, yeah.
So, and I'm sure you're aware of the gravity of this. This is a name you're going to have to say like 50 times a day, whether telling it to stop humping your leg, whether, pulling its head out of the toilet.
Telling it to stop humping your foot.
Humping your friends.
Humping your shoulder. Let's face it, most of your communication with your dog is going to be humping oriented.
All right. First thing you need to do is get your dog, roll it over. Find out if you need to give this a boy's name or a girl's name.
It's true.
So have a red rocket.
If you're into that cross-gender casting or, you're kind of a gender inspecific kind of person, non-specific kind of person. You don't want to, you want to mess with gender roles. You want to upheave gender roles.
And believe me, Dirt wants to do that.
His name's Dirt.
Absolutely. Ambiguous.
Androgynous.
If you will.
But, maybe roll him over.
Check it out to see if it has the tube of lipstick between his legs. And, make a decision from there.
You can't believe it.
I'm glad he cut you off for that one. I wanted to hear that. I'm glad I
heard
that.
The Red Rocket.
All right. Next step would be to...
Night Train to Glory.
Whee!
That's a new one.
Yeah, thank you.
So once you've done that, you may want to just stare at your dog for a while and see if anything strikes you. Like the Red Rocket.
If the Red Rocket strikes you.
Maybe a lug wrench.
Once again, humping.
Name the dog. Do not shy away from naming the dog Humpy.
Or name the dog after its favorite object to hump.
Mm-hmm.
Come here, my leg. Come here, my leg.
Come here, mom's chamois pillow.
Come here, Susie's stuffed animals. Come here, Susie's stuffed animals.
Come here, grandma's Fabergé egg.
So that's an option for you.
Yeah.
There's a wealth of possible names stored within its favorite humping objects.
Dad. Just dad,
general. Come here, dad's groin.
Name it after your dad's favorite thing to hump. Come here, my leg.
Come here, secretary.
Come here, sister.
Oh, it's got to end somewhere.
It's essential.
Might as well end ugly. That's what I say.
Oh, sure.
Too All right, so that. After staring at the dog for a while.
And nothing strikes you.
Next thing, any other suggestions?
Well, you could flip through the dictionary at random.
Mm-hmm.
That's always good.
Or you could spin a globe and
Come
point
here,
to things at random.
Trixodexcophobia.
Come here, Guam.
That'd be awesome. It'd have to be a pug named Guam.
Sure, sure. These are all options. If you don't feel like, you know, if you don't feel like thinking too hard, these are all random options that might yield something good. And if you're not pleased with your selection, just keep doing it until you know something catches your eye and ear. But just remember that you have to say it a lot, so you have to feel cool saying it. Because, you know, a lot of times families will get pets and like the little sister or somebody will name it, and you'll get stuck saying this animal's name over and over again when it's really stupid because you had nothing.
Come here, Mr. Biddles!
Something like that. Because your five-year-old sister wanted to name it.
It's a Doberman Pinscher.
To name your Doberman Mr. Biddles.
If I had a dog and I had to name it what I would do is name it after my favorite character from Planet of the Apes. You can pick from the other movies if you want, although you're most solid if you choose from the original, because that one was the best. Choose your favorite character from Planet of the Apes.
That's a good one.
Come here, Cornelius. Cornelius. Hey.
However, you're going to want to stay away from, it's okay to name them after maybe, like, your favorite G.I. Joe character.
Sure.
Like, you know, Duke, Lady Jane.
Mm-hmm. Although, Snake Eyes. You know,
yeah, exactly.
Cobra Commander.
But Cobra Commander.
Tunnel Rat.
Stop humping my leg, Tunnel Rat. Tunnel Rat, off my leg.
Tunnel Rat really does got to go with the humping motif. You know? But you don't want to name him after, like, your favorite My Little Pony, you know?
That's
like,
true.
Come here, Stardust.
So, Dart, although and there might be a
Prancer Dancer.
A severe urge to name your dog after your My Little Ponies, you got to think about your reputation.
Right. Or don't name him after your favorite Strawberry Shortcake character, you know?
Right.
Come here, Purple Pie Man. Oh, again, that does go with the humping motif.
Stop humping my leg, Purple Pie Man.
Think about how many times that sentence gets said.
That is one of...
Not enough.
Yes.
There's a void that needs to be filled.
If you look through DSM-4, that's the Psychological Community's manual for diagnosing psychological disorders, that is actually one of the five sentences that gets you automatically institutionalized regardless of context. Stop humping my leg, Purple Pie Man. Right, get him in a straitjacket now.
Once again, we prove that we're post-literate by bringing up DSM-4 and the Purple Pie Man in the same sentence.
Yeah, you know, you could also... You could also name your dog after a verb, you know, or like an action or a
Come
noun.
Here, hump.
You know, like what was Prince's protege back in the day before she?
Vanity Six.
Vanity, you know, stuff like this. You know, name
it. That's more of like a noun.
Yeah, well, is it verb or noun or just something that you think captures?
Shoe.
Yeah.
Come here, shoe.
See? Simple, yet different, unique.
Come here, comb.
Whatever you do, as long as we're on the Prince tip, don't name your dog after a symbol. Their logic doesn't really function on that level, so you're going to be really stuck. Like, stop humping my leg.
Also,
whoever
don't name your dog the
concept
dog.
For male, female, stop humping my leg.
Don't name your dog the dog.
The dog.
Right.
Like, you know.
That's like the album, you know, the self-titled album.
It's a exactly.
A dog named Dog. So, Dirt, these are all the challenges you face, naming a dog.
And while they are plenty, we feel that the utmost confidence that you can surmount them with ease and yield results that you're pleased with.
Right. Dirt's taken care of.
I think Cornelius would be a good name for a dog.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Next up, we had a call from Shambana, wherever that is.
Ooh.
Man named Troy.
T-Dog?
T-Dog, as we like to call him. T-Bone is actually.
T-Bone.
T-Bone is what he's going by these days. And this is a little serious. I want to bring this down. This is a very special episode.
Can you do that?
I'd like to drop it a notch. He masturbates too much, is what he's saying. I don't know a better way to say this. And I believe him. I don't think he was just calling and trying to be funny. I mean, he really sounded like he wanted help. Like he was owned by this. Like it was an addiction. Like he didn't know what to do. He said even the sound of pigeons cooing will, you know, get him hot. Because it sounds, you know, it reminds me of sexual activity. And I said, you know what, T-Bone? We're going to help you out here. Because Troopia used to have this problem. And we coached him through it. And we can coach you through it. So, Troop, why don't you start out? Just tell him a little bit. Give him a little story.
Well, T-Bone, I've been in those shoes. Lonely nights, dark nights, comforter, box of Kleenex, some lotion. You're bored out of your mind. The internet just isn't downloading pictures quick enough. You've watched all the movies and seen all the magazines several times over. Nothing to do, no one to call, nowhere to go. What do you do? Oh, I know what you do. And quite frankly, you do it too much. You gotta stop, and that's why you called, and you called the right place. So let me tell you, T-Bone, what you need to do is redirect your time to something more productive. You need to get a hobby. You need to find something that you can do with your hands other than abuse yourself in such a manner, because masturbation is a privilege, T-Bone, not a right. It's not your right to be doing that to yourself whenever the whim overtakes you, whenever your hands are idle. Find something better to do with your time. Knitting. Play some basketball. Pottery. Baseball. Origami. Running. Swimming. Or get a girlfriend. But that's obviously out of the question. Now, not to say that anything wrong with masturbating a lot. You know, sometimes, whatever. You know, who knows? Got nothing better to do. Showtime ain't giving up the boobies. I know how that goes. Get a hobby, man. Read a book. Engage your mind. Engage your hands. And don't engage your schlong. That's all I got.
I want to recommend a product from the What Yells Like store, which is the 1999-2000 Rotting Corpses Lawrence Welk swimsuit calendar. Put that up in your bathroom door, and that'll kill those fantasies. Kill them dead, but in a polka sort of way.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't kill them, then, well, the problem is much bigger than we had planned on.
It's not a masturbation problem at that point.
Like Lawrence is getting all fussy down there.
Yeah.
As if to imply what? I don't look good in a two-piece?
Yeah.
You look fine in a two-piece.
Oh, sure.
His tan lines are wonderful.
He looks like 15 pounds of ground beef in a two-piece. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think the secret, the trick here is to go at it through the fantasy route. Start fantasizing about really, really disturbing things that, you know, you don't want to be fantasizing about.
Yeah, test your, you know, test your sexual boundaries.
Oh, yeah.
Keep fantasizing until you're so disgusted with your own body that you never want to touch yourself again.
Turn on the Golden Girls and go at it. See how you feel.
See, now I'm gonna preach something different. I say you need a bender. There's nothing to really open your eyes.
Seriously.
Like a full-on weekend bender.
When my lips first taste sweet, sweet taste of gin at the age of 5, well, I drank until I was 15. But at 15...
flogging the Pink Ranger until...
Oh, boy.
Until there's nothing left. Till, I mean, till you just can't even imagine... going on, and then one more time after that, because then you know what, T-Bone, you ain't never gonna go back. You've been there, you've done that, and it might not work anymore.
T-shirt, my man has got the solution for you. A bender, I think, might be any one of these solutions. I don't want to invalidate any of them.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, T-Cell, you've got to go for it.
Listen, T-Boss. I think a bender. I'm starting to see the light.
Listen,
just
T3.
No mercy. Oh, teabag.
Yeah, well. Who's caller number three?
No mercy.
No mercy.
Caller number three is the lovely Miriam.
Oh, Miriam.
She rushed the phone.
Girl's a dream.
She is. Life would be a dream. You were 16. So, she wants to know how to get her math final. And get an A.
Miriam.
I hope Miriam's parents aren't listening.
Seriously. We expected more from you than the cheating alternative.
We really expect you to have dropped out already.
Seriously. Yeah.
School's a sham.
Form the, national What Jails Like fan club.
I'm sure.
Be the president. It's something the president.
We'll authorize it.
No, but okay, if you really want to pass
this. Get down to brass tacks here.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. You guys get it.
Yeah, I think it's her angry parents or something. Let's get down to brass tacks while Eric's
on the phone. If you insist on cheating, I'm not going to fault you for it. We've all been there. We know how it goes. But the best way to cheat, clearly.
Wait, Mark. We've had a from a listener.
Oh, hang on, Miriam.
Listener named Yes. Okay. I said your name is. He said yes, and he hung up.
I think that might have been Eminem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, said she shouldn't sleep. No, she shouldn't cheat on her final. She should just sleep with her teacher. I think that that's wrong. Personally.
I'm gonna cast a vote right now and say that that is wrong.
Mm, yeah, I'm gonna side with the majority on this parliamentary function at Carrie's.
All right, Miriam. So right now we're telling you not to listen to Yes.
Don't sleep with your teacher.
Don't listen to Yes in general. When they're telling you that the hearts of the sunrise are out there floating in the
stars.
When
they tell you that the owner of a lonely heart is much better than the owner of a broken heart.
Don't believe it. Broken hearts are much better.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to how you should cheat.
Prog rock.
You were saying.
I'm not going to profess, profound experience in Saria. Me being of supreme knowledge and wiles, I never had to resort to such a base.
Except those crib notes during algebra.
Hey,
even omniscience has its, weaknesses.
This is true.
And you just
algebra is tricky.
Mm-hmm. It is.
But there's X's.
I don't think
and there's Y's.
I don't think Miriam's dealing with anything quite so tricky.
Well, Miriam, what guy's got me out here? Seriously, cheating.
Cheating's not right.
It's not right. We're gonna lay this on the line for you.
Because if you cheat on math,
what's next?
Then what? Then is English gonna believe you when you want to go out with it?
Seriously.
Because you cheated on math.
It's a bad.
English isn't gonna want you around.
Bad reputation to set for yourself.
You don't want to start cheating.
And science, has been wanting to ask you to the prom for like. Ages, and you're just gonna throw that in science's face.
And Miriam, I don't want you to, I want to get your host up, but I'm pretty sure I saw a note in social studies folder. It said, "Dear Miriam, do you like me? Check yes for yes, no for no, maybe for maybe." So, and there's a lot of opportunities out there for you. You don't want to ruin them by cheating on math. Dump math.
Dump math.
If you have to,
be upfront about it.
Math deserves that respect at least.
And be nice about it. Just say, "Math, look, it's not working out. Your variables. You fluctuate.
I don't know where you're going. I don't know where you're coming from.
Your derivative.
I don't know where you're getting at. You're mixing numbers and letters, and quite frankly, we just don't mix.
It's just you're just a fraction of what you used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Our love is a fraction of what it used to be.
It all adds up to me having to dump you.
We just don't have any common denominators left.
This could go on for hours, Miriam. It's up to you to decide whether you want it to or not.
I can keep coming up with them.
So can I. All right, why don't you get that?
Yeah.
Oh, another phone call.
Yeah. So, but if you feel competent, maybe you don't have the courage or the heart to actually cheat on that.
Bunch of strategies I guess you can use to deal with the actual test. Answer null to every question. Write the word N-U-L-L. That's a really highfalutin term that'll kind of impress all of them.
It's pseudo-mathematical.
Or if you've got enough space in the blank, write Fermat's last theorem.
Mm-hmm.
The teacher's just going to love the fact that you know that.
Seriously. Yeah. Tearing through every math book they have.
Mm-hmm.
Or just try the religious, refuse to answer on a religious basis. Not allowed to
That's
do
true,
math.
Okay.
Yeah.
Numbers are evil.
Always fill in, always an alternative is filling in the blank space with death threats towards the teacher. Because a really well-worded, ominous death threat, death threat.
Mm-hmm.
can definitely score you the desired grade.
That last phone call, I'm doing this more as a warning to dear Miriam, because, you know, we hold Miriam close to our hearts here at What Jell's Like.
Sometimes so hard that she squeals.
Sometimes too close. Miriam. Too close to our hearts. That was the person who, I'm pretty sure that was the guy who, you know, referred to himself as Yes earlier, talking in a funny voice and claiming to be an irrational number. I think you might want to get a restraining order ready, Miriam. This guy seems to,
I don't know,
to have an unhealthy
Miriam
fixation.
Well, you've seen
fixation.
Miriam sometimes. She's come to school dressed in a little irrational number. Just to tease math.
Well, right, and it's irrational. It's like, how did she get that even on? Because there's not enough holes to put your arms and legs through.
There's four shoulder straps.
How did she do that? It's irrational. Things are at right angles. There's division by zero going
hours
on.
Miriam, you decide. Do you know all the math terms we know?
So many.
I took calc 2 for a day.
Oh, don't even make me get into statistics.
You don't want me to start getting into algorithms. Logarithms. E.
Awesome.
Natural base 10.
All right, that's enough.
We got to wrap this up.
Okay.
Time wise.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right, Miriam. So, in other words, don't cheat. You know what? Study. Take your chances. Einstein wasn't good at math.
He wasn't.
Mm.
And if worse comes to worse, let me let you in on a little secret, Miriam, that we all learned the hard way as we grew up. You don't use math at all in the real world.
Right. Ever. Get a D on all the math tests that'll pass
the
you.
Age of 18.
Yes. Sign up for
nobody
the liberal
uses
arts
numbers anymore.
You might need to make change occasionally, but you can't subtract from 100.
Seriously, and everybody in every store likes to round off anyway. I mean, who wants to carry change around?
Exactly.
So math is overrated to the point of they're all lying to you. You don't use it at all.
We're the only people that love you.
Seriously. So it's really, in the long run, it really doesn't matter at all.
Okay.
All right, cool. Wrap it up.
All right. Yes. Quick shout outs.
Okay. To Earl. The pointy end doesn't go there.
Yeah. Steve, by piercing through the skin of the pudding, you won't be murdering it. It's not murder.
Terrence, you're a fraud, and I'm tired of it.
That was it. That was all the phone calls I took.
So. Joseph, you're tired, and I'm tired of it.
Wow.
Oh, Joseph, you really dealt with Joseph.
But sometimes you got
to
do the tough love.
Script to deliver that, you know. But it happens.
Tough love.
Okay.
They said in unison.
Yes. 359-9338 is the phone number. If you need anything repeated or clarified or dealt with in an effective, smooth, yet undeniably silky and funky manner. What we got coming up next is public service announcements. I know how important it is to you, so we're going to do it right, and we're going to do it real nice after this track by the Beasties.